Isaiah chapter 30. Woe to the rebellious children, says Yahweh, that take counsel, but not of me, and that cover with a covering, but not of my spirit, that they may add sin to sin. That walk to go down into Egypt, and have not asked at my mouth, to strengthen themselves in the strength of Pharaoh, and to trust in the shadow of Egypt. Therefore shall the strength of Pharaoh be your shame, and the trust in the shadow of Egypt your confusion. For his princes were at Zoan, and his ambassadors came to Hanes. They were all ashamed of a people that could not profit them, nor be a help nor profit, but a shame and also a reproach. The burden of the beasts of the south into the land of trouble and anguish, from where comes the young and old lion, the viper and fiery flying serpent, they will carry their riches upon the shoulders of young donkeys, and their treasures upon the humps of camels, to a people that shall not profit them. For the Egyptians shall help in vain, and to no purpose, therefore have I cried concerning this. Their strength is to sit still. Now go, write it before them in a table, and note it in a book, that it may be for the time to come for ever and ever. That this is a rebellious people, lying children, children that will not hear the law of Yahweh, which say to the seers, see not, and to the prophets, prophesy not unto us right things, speak unto us smooth things, prophesy deceits. Get you out of the way, turn aside out of the path, cause the Holy One of Israel to cease from before us. Therefore thus says the Holy One of Israel, because you despise this word, and trust in oppression and perverseness, and rely thereon, therefore this iniquity shall be to you as a breach ready to fall, swelling out in a high wall, whose breaking comes suddenly at an instant. And he shall break it as the breaking of the potter's vessel that is broken in pieces. He shall not spare, so that there shall not be found in the bursting of it an earthen vessel to take fire from the hearth, or to take water therewith out of the pit. For thus says the Lord Yahweh, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest shall you be saved, in quietness and in confidence shall be your strength, and you would not. But you said, no, for we will flee upon horses, therefore shall you flee, and we will ride upon the swift, therefore shall they that pursue you be swift. 1,000 shall flee at the rebuke of one, at the rebuke of five shall you flee, till you are left as a beacon upon the top of a mountain, and as an ensign on a hill. And therefore will Yahweh wait, that he may be gracious unto you, and therefore will he be exalted, that he may have mercy upon you. For Yahweh is a God of judgment, blessed are all they that wait for him. For the people shall dwell in Zion at Jerusalem, you shall weep no more, he will be very gracious unto you, at the voice of your cry. When he shall hear it, he will answer you. And though the Lord gives you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet shall not your teachers be removed into a corner any more, but your eyes shall see your teachers. And your ears shall hear a word behind you, saying, this is the way, walk you in it, when you turn to the right hand and when you turn to the left. You shall defile also the covering of your graven images of silver, and the ornament of your molten images of gold. You shall cast them away as a menstruous cloth. You shall say to them, get you away. Then shall he give the rain of your seed, that you shall sow the ground therewith, and bread of the increase of the earth, and it shall be fat and plenteous. In that day shall your cattle feed in large pastures. The oxen likewise, and the young donkeys that till the ground, shall eat clean feed, which has been winnowed with the shovel and with the fan. And there shall be upon every high mountain and upon every high hill rivers and streams of waters in the day of the great slaughter, when the towers fall. Moreover, the light of the moon shall be as the light of the sun, and the light of the sun shall be sevenfold, as the light of 7 days in the day that Yahweh binds up the breach of his people and heals the stroke of their wound. Behold, the name of Yahweh comes from afar, burning with his anger, and the burden thereof is heavy. His lips are full of indignation, and his tongue as a devouring fire, and his breath as an overflowing stream shall reach to the midst of the neck to sift the nations with the sieve of vanity. And there shall be a bridle in the jaws of the people, causing them to err. You shall have a song, as in the night when a holy feast is kept, and gladness of heart, as when one goes with a pipe to come into the mountain of Yahweh, to the mighty one of Israel. And Yahweh shall cause his glorious voice to be heard, and shall show the descent of his arm with the indignation of his anger, and with the flame of a devouring fire, with scattering and tempest and hailstones. For through the voice of Yahweh shall the Assyrian be beaten down, which smote with a rod. And in every place where the grounded staff shall pass, which Yahweh shall lay upon him, it shall be with tambourines and harps, and in battles of shaking will he fight with it. For Tophet is ordained of old, yes, for the king is it is prepared, he has made it deep and large, the pile thereof is fire and much wood, the breath of Yahweh like a stream of brimstone does kindle it. Isaiah chapter 31. Woe to them that go down to Egypt for help, and rely on horses and trust in chariots, because they are many, and in horsemen, because they are very strong, but they look not to the Holy One of Israel, neither seek Yahweh. Yet he also is wise, and will bring evil, and will not call back his words, but will arise against the house of the evildoers, and against the help of them that work iniquity. Now the Egyptians are men and not God, and their horses flesh and not spirit. When Yahweh shall stretch out his hand, both he that helps shall fall, and he that is helped shall fall down, and they all shall fail together. For thus has Yahweh spoken unto me, like as the lion and the young lion roaring on his prey, when a multitude of shepherds is called forth against him, he will not be afraid of their voice, nor abase himself for the noise of them. So shall Yahweh of hosts come down to fight for Mount Zion, and for the hill thereof. As birds flying, so will Yahweh of hosts defend Jerusalem, defending also he will deliver it, and passing over he will preserve it. Turn you unto him from whom the children of Israel have deeply revolted. For in that day every man shall cast away his idols of silver and his idols of gold, which your own hands have made unto you for a sin. Then shall the Assyrian fall with the sword, not of a mighty man, and the sword, not of a mean man, shall devour him, but he shall flee from the sword, and his young men shall be forced labourers. And he shall pass over to his stronghold for fear, and his princes shall be afraid of the ensign, says Yahweh, whose fire is in Zion, and his furnace in Jerusalem. Isaiah chapter 32. Behold, a king shall reign in righteousness, and princes shall rule in judgment. And a man shall be as a hiding place from the wind, and a covert from the tempest, as rivers of water in a dry place, as the shadow of a great rock in a weary land. And the eyes of them that see shall not be dim, and the ears of them that hear shall listen. The heart also of the rash shall understand knowledge, and the tongue of the stammerers shall be ready to speak plainly. The vile person shall be no more called liberal, nor the scoundrel said to be bountiful. For the vile person will speak vilely, and his heart will work iniquity to practice hypocrisy, and to utter error against Yahweh, to make empty the soul of the hungry, and he will cause the drink of the thirsty to fail. The instruments also of the scoundrel are evil. He devises wicked devices to destroy the poor with lying words, even when the needy speaks right. But the liberal devises liberal things, and by liberal things shall he stand. Rise up, you women that are at ease, hear my voice, you careless daughters, give ear unto my speech. Many days and years shall you be troubled, you careless women, for the vintage shall fail, the gathering shall not come. Tremble, you women that are at ease, be troubled, you careless ones, strip you and make you bare, and gird sackcloth upon your loins. They shall lament for the breasts, for the pleasant fields, for the fruitful vine. Upon the land of my people shall come up thorns and briars, yes, upon all the houses of joy in the joyous city. Because the palaces shall be forsaken, the multitude of the city shall be left, the forts and towers shall be for dens for ever, a joy of wild donkeys, a pasture of flocks, until the Spirit is poured upon us from on high, and the wilderness is a fruitful field, and the fruitful field is counted for a forest. Then judgment shall dwell in the wilderness, and righteousness remain in the fruitful field. And the work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness quietness and assurance for ever. And my people shall dwell in a peaceable habitation, and in sure dwellings, and in quiet resting places. When it shall hail, coming down on the forest, and the city shall be low in a low place. Blessed are you that sow beside all waters, that send forth there the feet of the ox and the donkey. Isaiah chapter 33. Woe to you that spoil, and you were not spoiled, and deal treacherously, and they dealt not treacherously with you. When you shall cease to spoil, you shall be spoiled, and when you shall make an end to deal treacherously, they shall deal treacherously with you. O Yahweh, be gracious unto us, we have waited for you, be you their arm every morning, our salvation also in the time of trouble. At the noise of the tumult, the people fled, at the lifting up of yourself, the nations were scattered. And your spoil shall be gathered like the gathering of the caterpillar, as the running to and fro of locusts shall he run upon them. Yahweh is exalted, for he dwells on high. He has filled Zion with judgment and righteousness. And wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of your times, and strength of salvation. The fear of Yahweh is his treasure. Behold, their valiant ones shall cry outside, the ambassadors of peace shall weep bitterly. The highways lie waste, the wayfaring man ceases, he has broken the covenant, he has despised the cities, he regards no man. The earth mourns and languishes, Lebanon is ashamed and hewn down, Sharon is like a wilderness, and Bashan and Carmel shake off their fruits. Now will I arise, says Yahweh, now will I be exalted, now will I lift up myself. You shall conceive chaff, you shall bring forth stubble, your breath as fire shall devour you. And the people shall be as the burnings of lime, as thorns cut up shall they be burned in the fire. Hear, you that are far off, what I have done, and you that are near, acknowledge my might. The sinners in Zion are afraid, fearfulness has surprised the hypocrites. Who among us shall dwell with the devouring fire? Who among us shall dwell with everlasting burnings? He that walks righteously and speaks uprightly, he that despises the gain of oppressions, that shakes his hands from holding of bribes, that stops his ears from hearing of blood, and shuts his eyes from seeing evil. He shall dwell on high, his place of defence shall be the strongholds of rocks, bread shall be given him, his waters shall be sure. Your eyes shall see the king in his beauty, they shall behold the land that is very far off. Your heart shall meditate terror. Where is the scribe? Where is the receiver? Where is he that counted the towers? You shall not see a fierce people, a people of a deeper speech than you can perceive, of a stammering tongue that you cannot understand. Look upon Zion, the city of our solemn nights. Your eyes shall see Jerusalem, a quiet habitation, a tabernacle that shall not be taken down, not one of the stakes thereof shall ever be removed, neither shall any of the cords thereof be broken. But there the glorious Yahweh will be unto us a place of broad rivers and streams, wherein shall go no galley with oars, neither shall gallant ships pass thereby. For Yahweh is our judge, Yahweh is our lawgiver, Yahweh is our king, he will save us. Your tackle ropes are loosed, they could not well strengthen their mast, they could not spread the sail. Then is the prey of a great spoil divided, the lame take the prey. And the inhabitant shall not say, I am sick, the people that dwell therein shall be forgiven their iniquity. Isaiah chapter 34. Come near, you nations, to hear, and listen, you people. Let the earth hear, and all that is therein, the world, and all things that come forth from it. For the indignation of Yahweh is upon all nations, and his fury upon all their armies. He has utterly destroyed them, he has delivered them to the slaughter. Their slain also shall be cast out, and their stink shall come up out of their carcasses, and the mountain shall be melted with their blood. And all the host of heaven shall be dissolved, and the heaven shall be rolled together as a scroll, and all their host shall fall down, as the leaf falls off from the vine, and as a falling fig from the fig tree. For my sword shall be bathed in heaven, behold, it shall come down upon Idumea and upon the people of my curse to judgment. The sword of Yahweh is filled with blood, it is made fat with fatness, and with the blood of lambs and goats, with the fat of the kidneys of rams, for Yahweh has a sacrifice in Bozrah and a great slaughter in the land of Idumea. And the unicorn shall come down with them, and the bullocks with the bulls, and their land shall be soaked with blood, and their dust made fat with fatness. For it is the day of Yahweh's vengeance, and the year of recompenses for the controversy of Zion. And the streams thereof shall be turned into pitch, and the dust thereof into brimstone, and the land thereof shall become burning pitch. It shall not be quenched night nor day, the smoke thereof shall go up for ever, from generation to generation, it shall lie waste, none shall pass through it for ever and ever. But the cormorant and the bittern shall possess it, the owl also, and the raven shall dwell in it, and he shall stretch out upon it the line of confusion, and the stones of emptiness. They shall call the nobles thereof to the kingdom, but none shall be there, and all her princes shall be nothing. And thorns shall come up in her palaces, nettles and brambles in the fortresses thereof, and it shall be a habitation of dragons and a court for owls. The wild beasts of the desert shall also meet with the wild beasts of the island, and the satyr shall cry to his fellow, Lilith also shall rest there, and find for herself a place of rest. There shall the great owl make her nest, and lay, and hatch, and gather under her shadow. There shall the vultures also be gathered, every one with her mate. Seek you out of the book of Yahweh and read. No one of these shall fail, none shall want her mate, for my mouth it has commanded, and his spirit it has gathered them. And he has cast the lot for them, and his hand has divided it to them by line. They shall possess it for ever, from generation to generation shall they dwell therein. Isaiah chapter 35. The wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice even with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given unto it, the excellency of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of Yahweh and the excellency of our God. Strengthen you the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, Be strong, fear not, behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense, he will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as a hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For in the wilderness shall waters break out, and streams in the desert. And the parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water. In the habitation of dragons, where each lay, shall be grass with reeds and rushes. And a highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those the wayfaring men, though fools shall not err therein. No lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereon. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there, and the ransomed of Yahweh shall return, and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy. Upon their heads they shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Isaiah chapter 36. Now it came to pass in the 14th year of King Hezekiah that Sennacherib, king of Assyria, came up against all the defence cities of Judah and took them. And the king of Assyria sent Rabshakeh from Lachish to Jerusalem unto King Hezekiah with a great army. And he stood by the conduit of the upper pool in the highway of the Fuller's Field. Then came forth to him Eliakim, Hilkiah's son, which was over the house, and Shebna the scribe, and Joah, Asaph's son, the recorder. And Rabshakeh said unto them, Say you now to Hezekiah, Thus says the great king, the king of Assyria, What confidence is this wherein you trust? I say you, but they are but vain words. I have counsel and strength for war. Now on whom do you trust that you rebel against me? Lo, you trust in the staff of this broken reed on Egypt, whereon, if a man leans, it will go into his hand and pierce it. So is Pharaoh king of Egypt to all that trust in him. But if you say to me, We trust in Yahweh our God, is it not he whose high places and whose altars Hezekiah has taken away, and said to Judah and to Jerusalem, You shall worship before this altar? Now therefore give pledges, I pray you, to my master the king of Assyria, and I will give you 2,000 horses, if you are able on your part to set riders upon them. How then will you turn away the face of one captain of the least of my master's servants, and put your trust on Egypt for chariots and for horsemen? And have I now come up without Yahweh against this land to destroy it? Yahweh said unto me, Go up against this land and destroy it. Then said Eliakim, and Shebna, and Joah, and Rabshakeh, Speak, I pray you, unto your servants in the Syrian language, for we understand it, and speak not to us in the Jews' language, in the ears of the people that are on the wall. But Rabshakeh said, Has my master sent me to your master, and to you to speak these words? Has he not sent me to the men that sit upon the wall, that they may eat their own dung and drink their own urine with you? Then Rabshakeh stood and cried with a loud voice in the Jews' language, and said, Hear you the words of the great king, the king of Assyria. Thus says the king, Let not Hezekiah deceive you, for he shall not be able to deliver you. Neither let Hezekiah make you trust in Yahweh, saying, Yahweh will surely deliver us. This city shall not be delivered into the hand of the king of Assyria. Listen not to Hezekiah, for thus says the king of Assyria, Make an agreement with me by a present, and come out to me, and eat you every one of his vine, and every one of his fig tree, and drink you every one the waters of his own cistern, until I come and take you away to a land like your own land, a land of corn and new wine, a land of bread and vineyards. Beware lest Hezekiah persuades you, saying, Yahweh will deliver us. Have any of the gods of the nations delivered his land out of the hand of the king of Assyria? Where are the gods of Hamath and Arphad? Where are the gods of Sepharvaim? And have they delivered Samaria out of my hand? Who are they among the gods of these lands that have delivered their land out of my hand, that Yahweh should deliver Jerusalem out of my hand? But they held their peace and answered him not a word. For the king's commandment was, saying, answer him not. Then came Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah, that was over the household, and Shebna the scribe, and Joah the son of Asaph the recorder, to Hezekiah with their clothes torn, and told him the words of Rabshakeh. Isaiah chapter 37. And it came to pass, when King Hezekiah heard it, that he tore his clothes and covered himself with sackcloth, and went into the house of Yahweh. And he sent Eliakim, who was over the household, and Shebna the scribe, and the elders of the priests covered with sackcloth, unto Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amoz. And they said unto him, thus says Hezekiah, this day is a day of trouble and of rebuke and of blasphemy, for the children have come to the birth, and there is not strength to bring forth. It may be Yahweh your God will hear the words of Rabshakeh, whom the king of Assyria his master has sent to reproach the living God, and will reprove the words which Yahweh your God has heard. Therefore lift up your prayer for the remnant that is left. So the servants of King Hezekiah came to Isaiah, and Isaiah said unto them, thus shall you say unto your master, thus says Yahweh, be not afraid of the words that you have heard, and be not afraid of the words that you have heard with which the servants of the king of Assyria have blasphemed me. Behold, I will send a spirit upon him, and he shall hear a rumour and return to his own land, and I will cause him to fall by the sword in his own land. So Rabshakeh returned and found the king of Assyria warring against Libna, for he had heard that he had departed from Lachish. And he heard say concerning Tirhakah, king of Ethiopia, he has come forth to make war with you. And when he heard it, he sent messengers to Hezekiah, saying, thus shall you speak to Hezekiah, king of Judah, saying, let not your God in whom you trust deceive you, saying, Jerusalem shall not be given into the hand of the king of Assyria. Behold, you have heard what the kings of Assyria have done to all lands by destroying them utterly, and shall you be delivered? Have the gods of the nations delivered them which my fathers have destroyed, as Gozan and Haran and Rezeph, and the children of Eden which were in Telassar? Where is the king of Hamath, and the king of Arphad, and the king of the city of Sepharvaim, Hena and Ivar? And Hezekiah received the letter from the hand of the messengers and read it. And Hezekiah went up unto the house of Yahweh and spread it before Yahweh. And Hezekiah prayed unto Yahweh, saying, O Yahweh of hosts, God of Israel that dwells between the cherubims, you are the God, even you alone, of all the kingdoms of the earth. You have made heaven and earth. Incline your ear, O Yahweh, and hear. Open your eyes, O Yahweh, and see, and hear all the words of Sennacherib, which has sent to reproach the living God. Of a truth, Yahweh, the kings of Assyria have laid waste all the nations and their countries, and have cast their gods into the fire, for they were no gods but the work of men's hands, wood and stone, therefore they have destroyed them. Now therefore, O Yahweh, our God, save us from his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that you are Yahweh, even you only. Then Isaiah, the son of Amoz, sent unto Hezekiah, saying, thus says Yahweh, God of Israel, whereas you have prayed to me against Sennacherib, king of Assyria, this is the word which Yahweh has spoken concerning him. The virgin, the daughter of Zion, has despised you and laughed you to scorn. The daughter of Jerusalem has shaken her head at you. Whom have you reproached and blasphemed, and against whom have you exalted your voice and lifted up your eyes on high, even against the Holy One of Israel? By your servants have you reproached the Lord, and have said, by the multitude of my chariots have I come up to the height of the mountains, to the sides of Lebanon, and I will cut down the tall cedars thereof, and the choice fir trees thereof, and I will enter into the height of his border, and the forest of his Carmel. I have dug and drunk water, and with the sole of my feet have I dried up all the rivers of the besieged places. Have you not heard long ago how I have done it, and of ancient times that I have formed it? Now have I brought it to pass that you should be to lay waste defence cities into ruinous heaps. Therefore their inhabitants were of small power, they were dismayed and confounded, they were as the grass of the field, and as the green herb, as the grass on the housetops, and as corn blighted before it is grown up. But I know your habitation, and your going out, and your coming in, and your rage against me. Because your rage against me and your tumult has come up into my ears, therefore will I put my hook in your nose, and my bridle in your lips, and I will turn you back by the way by which you came. And this shall be a sign unto you, you shall eat this year such as grows of itself, and the second year that which springs of the same, and in the third year sow you, and reap, and plant vineyards, and eat the fruit thereof. And the remnant that has escaped of the house of Judah shall again take root downward, and bear fruit upward. For out of Jerusalem shall go forth a remnant, and they that escape out of Mount Zion, the zeal of Yahweh of hosts shall do this. Therefore thus says Yahweh concerning the king of Assyria, he shall not come into this city, nor shoot an arrow there, nor come before it with shields, nor cast a bank against it. By the way that he came, by the same shall he return, and shall not come into this city, says Yahweh. For I will defend this city to save it for my own sake, and for my servant David's sake. Then the angel of Yahweh went forth and smote in the camp of the Assyrians 185,000, and when they arose early in the morning, behold, they were all dead corpses. So Sennacherib, king of Assyria, departed, and went and returned and dwelt at Nineveh. And it came to pass, as he was worshipping in the house of Nishroch, his god, that Adrammelech and Sharezer, his sons, smote him with the sword, and they escaped into the land of Armenia, and Esarhaddon, his son, reigned in his stead. Isaiah chapter 38. In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. And Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, came unto him and said unto him, Thus says Yahweh, set your house in order, for you shall die and not live. Then Hezekiah turned his face toward the wall and prayed unto Yahweh, and said, Remember now, O Yahweh, I beseech you, how I have walked before you in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in your sight. And Hezekiah wept greatly. Then came the word of Yahweh to Isaiah, saying, Go and say to Hezekiah, Thus says Yahweh, the God of David your father, I have heard your prayer, I have seen your tears, behold, I will add unto your days 15 years. And I will deliver you and this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria, and I will defend this city. And this shall be a sign unto you from Yahweh, that Yahweh will do this thing that he has spoken. Behold, I will bring again the shadow of the degrees which has gone down in the sundial of Ahaz, 10 degrees backward, so the sun returned 10 degrees, by which degrees it was gone down. The writing of Hezekiah, king of Judah, when he had been sick and had recovered from his sickness, I said, In the cutting off of my days, I shall go to the gates of the grave, I am deprived of the residue of my years. I said, I shall not see Yah, even Yah, in the land of the living, I shall behold man no more with the inhabitants of the world. My age is departed and is removed from me as a shepherd's tent. I have cut off like a weaver my life, he will cut me off with pining sickness, from day even to night will you make an end of me. I reckon till morning that, as a lion, so will he break all my bones. From day, even to night, will you make an end of me. Like a crane or a swallow, so did I chatter. I did mourn as a dove, my eyes fail with looking upward. O Yahweh, I am oppressed, undertake for me. What shall I say? He has both spoken to me and himself has done it. I shall go softly all my years in the bitterness of my soul. O Lord, by these things men live, and in all these things is the life of my spirit. So will you recover me and make me to live. Behold, for peace I had great bitterness, but you have in love to my soul delivered it from the pit of corruption, for you have cast all my sins behind your back. For the grave cannot praise you, death cannot celebrate you, they that go down into the pit cannot hope for your truth. The living, he shall praise you, as I do this day. The father to the children shall make known your truth. Yahweh was ready to save me, therefore we will sing my songs with the stringed instruments all the days of our life in the house of Yahweh. For Isaiah had said, let them take a lump of figs and lay it for plaster upon the boil, and he shall recover. Hezekiah also had said, what is the sign that I shall go up to the house of Yahweh? Isaiah chapter 39. At that time Merodach-Baladan, the son of Baladan, king of Babylon, sent letters and a present to Hezekiah, for he had heard that he had been sick and had recovered. And Hezekiah was glad of them, and showed them the house of his precious things, the silver, and the gold, and the spices, and the precious ointment, and all the house of his armour, and all that was found in his treasures. There was nothing in his house, nor in all his dominion, that Hezekiah showed them not. Then came Isaiah the prophet unto King Hezekiah and said to him, what said these men, and from where came they to you? And Hezekiah said, they have come from a far country to me, even from Babylon. Then said he, what have they seen in your house? And Hezekiah answered, all that is in my house have they seen. There is nothing among my treasures that I have not shown them. Then said Isaiah to Hezekiah, hear the word of Yahweh of hosts. Behold, the days come that all that is in your house and that which your fathers have laid up in store until this day shall be carried to Babylon. Nothing shall be left, says Yahweh. And of your sons that shall issue from you, which you shall beget, shall they take away, and they shall be eunuchs in the palace of the king of Babylon. Then said Hezekiah to Isaiah, good is the word of Yahweh which you have spoken. He said moreover, for there shall be peace and truth in my days. Isaiah chapter 40. Comfort you, my people, says your God. Speak you comfortably to Jerusalem, and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she has received from Yahweh's hand double for all her sins. The voice of him that cries in the wilderness, prepare you the way of Yahweh, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. And the glory of Yahweh shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of Yahweh has spoken it. The voice said, cry, and he said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all the goodness thereof is as the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades, because the Spirit of Yahweh blows upon it. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God shall stand for ever. O Zion, that brings good tidings, get you up into the high mountain. O Jerusalem, that brings good tidings, lift up your voice with strength. Lift it up, be not afraid, say unto the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord Yahweh will come with a strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm, and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, and measured out heaven with the span, and comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure, and weighed the mountains in scales, and the hills in a balance. Who has directed the Spirit of Yahweh, or being his counsellor has taught him? With whom took he counsel, and who instructed him, and taught him in the path of judgment, and taught him knowledge, and showed to him the way of understanding? Behold, the nations are as a drop in a bucket, and are counted as the small dust of the balance. Behold, he takes up the isles as a very little thing. And Lebanon is not sufficient to burn, nor the beasts thereof sufficient for a burnt offering. All nations before him are as nothing, and they are counted to him less than nothing and vanity. To whom then will you liken God, or what likeness will you compare unto him? The workman melts a graven image, and the goldsmith spreads it over with gold, and casts silver chains. He that is so impoverished that he has no oblation chooses a tree that will not rot. He seeks unto him a cunning workman to prepare a graven image that shall not be moved. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he that sits upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers, that stretches out the heavens as a curtain, and spreads them out as a tent to dwell in. That brings the princes to nothing, he makes the judges of the earth as vanity. Yes, they shall not be planted, yes, they shall not be sown, yes, their stock shall not take root in the earth. And he shall also blow upon them, and they shall wither, and the whirlwind shall take them away as stubble. To whom then will you liken me, or shall I be equal, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high, and behold who has created these things, that brings out their host by number. He calls them all by names, by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power, not one fails. Why say you, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from Yahweh, and my judgment is passed over from my God? Have you not known, have you not heard, that the everlasting God Yahweh, the creator of the ends of the earth, faints not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He gives power to the faint, and to them that have no might he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon Yahweh shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Isaiah chapter 41. Keep silence before me, O islands, and let the people renew their strength. Let them come near, then let them speak. Let us come near together to judgment. Who raised up the righteous man from the east, called him to his feet, gave the nations before him, and made him rule over kings. He gave them as the dust to his sword, and as driven stubble to his bow. He pursued them and passed safely, even by the way that he had not gone with his feet. Who has worked and done it, calling the generations from the beginning? I, Yahweh, the first and with the last, I am he. The isles saw it and feared, the ends of the earth were afraid, drew near and came. They helped every one his neighbour, and every one said to his brother, be of good courage. So the carpenter encouraged the goldsmith, and he that smoothed with the hammer, him that smote the anvil, saying, it is ready for the soldering, and he fastened it with nails that it should not be moved. But you, Israel, are my servant Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham my friend. You whom I have taken from the ends of the earth, and called you from the chief men thereof, and said unto you, you are my servant, I have chosen you, and not cast you away. Fear you not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, yes. I will help you, yes. I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against you shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with you shall perish. You shall seek them, and shall not find them, even them that contended with you. They that war against you shall be as nothing, and as a thing of nothing. For I, Yahweh your God, will hold your right hand, saying unto you, Fear not, I will help you. Fear not, you worm Jacob, and you men of Israel, I will help you, says Yahweh, and your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Behold, I will make you a new sharp threshing instrument having teeth. You shall thresh the mountains and beat them small, and shall make the hills as chaff. You shall fan them, and the wind shall carry them away, and the whirlwind shall scatter them, and you shall rejoice in Yahweh, and shall glory in the Holy One of Israel. When the poor and needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue fails for thirst, I, Yahweh, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will open rivers in high places, and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water, and the dry land springs of water. I will plant in the wilderness the cedar, the shittah tree, and the myrtle, and the oil tree. I will set in the desert the fir tree, and the pine, and the box tree together, that they may see and know and consider and understand together that the hand of Yahweh has done this, and the Holy One of Israel has created it. Produce your cause, says Yahweh, bring forth your strong reason, says the King of Jacob. Let them bring them forth and show us what shall happen. Let them show the former things what they are, that we may consider them and know the latter end of them, or declare to us things for to come. Show the things that are to come hereafter, that we may know that you are gods. Yes, do good or do evil, that we may be dismayed and behold it together. Behold, you are of nothing, and your work of nothing. An abomination is he that chooses you. I have raised up one from the north, and he shall come from the rising of the sun. Shall he call upon my name, and he shall come upon princes, as upon mortar, and as the potter treads clay, who has declared from the beginning that we may know, and before that we may say, he is righteous. Yes, there is none that shows. Yes, there is none that declares. Yes, there is none that hears your words. The first shall say to Zion, Behold, behold them, and I will give to Jerusalem one that brings good tidings. For I beheld, and there was no man, even among them, and there was no counsellor that, when I asked of them, could answer a word. Behold, they are all vanity, their works are nothing, their molten images are wind and confusion.